Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball. Tonight brings us a very exciting matchup between your Amity Warrior girls and the Corbett Cardinals. Corbett, the runner-up last year in the state tournament to the Banks Braves. They came into that game ranked number one in the state and lost to Banks by 9 points. Talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. Amity, of course, was at state last year, took fourth at state. And so now we have this incredible matchup here early in the season. I think it's great that these two coaches wanted to get together and play, kind of find out where their teams are early in the season. The game is virtually meaningless in terms of what happens later in the year and what seed they end up, because a loss isn't going to hurt your RPI or your ranking in the state later. And a win is going to help, but it's not going to be the only thing that matters. But it gives these two teams a chance to see some of the best competition in the state. Amity, for whatever the OSAA rankings are worth, Amity is number one after three games and Corbett is number six. But Corbett has played Stevenson, Washington, which is not a good piece of competition at all. They beat them by almost 60 points, 56 points. They then played Marshfield, which Marshfield has a history as a 4A girls program of being very good. Apparently that's not the case right now. They beat them by 32 points. And then a close one over Astoria, 51-49, another 4A school. Amity, meanwhile, rolled past Pleasant Hill here on the 29th of November, 62-41, then went down to Sutherland and beat North Douglas by 17, and then beat Sutherland, one of the top teams in the state, 47-41 on their home court. It's been a great start for Amity girls, but the honest truth is that if you were listening during the boys game, I interviewed Sarah Lynn Grove, and she was very honest, like they're not playing anywhere near as well as they can, especially on the defensive end. She talked about the work that they need to do on their 1-3-1 and trusting each other and really everybody doing what they need to do on that and not trying to get out of position, try to do too much, and you just have to trust your teammates and that they're going to do their job and you do your job. And when they get to that point, I think what she expressed was great confidence that they would be an entirely different team. This will give them a chance tonight against an experienced team. So Corbett returns three of their starting five from the second place team in state last year, including their best player, Allie Schimmel, who's a 5'10 senior, and she will put up the three-point attempts, folks. If you go back to that Corbett Banks championship game, Schimmel put up 13 shots from the field, including 7 from three-point range. She had a very poor shooting night. She forced a lot of shots, but she'll take shots out to 25 feet. She ended up with 12 points and 6 rebounds in that game. The real problem in that game was Corbett shot 28% from three-point range and 24% overall from the field. Maddie Lanter, a senior on that team, went 1 for 11 from the field, 1 for 6 from three-point range. We mentioned what Allie Schimmel did. Ella Holwedge, who is a senior this year, was 2 for 10 in that game, 1 for 4 from three-point range. And those are the three returning starters, Schimmel, and Holwedge. And really, they just didn't do anything down there in that matchup against Banks. But the real problem was Banks out-rebounded them. Now, Banks, a big physical team last year, loaded with seniors, out-rebounded Corbett 47-24 in that state championship game. And that was really the difference in the game, that they just dominated the glass. And there were just so few opportunities for Corbett to get out and do anything. 15 offensive rebounds by Banks led to a lot of putback opportunities. And they just pulled away in that game as it went on. That was a 21-20 Corbett lead at halftime, and then Banks pulled away, outscored them by 4, and then 6 in the next two quarters to win that game by 9 points. So Corbett comes into this season looking to rectify that loss and prove that they are indeed the best team in the state. But as I mentioned, only three teams back from that squad last year. They do not have Lanter anymore, nor do they have Donahue, who is another one of their starters. She would be a junior this year, not on the team. I'm not sure what the story is behind that, but she's no longer on there. We're about to get started with the national anthem here in just a minute, so we're going to let you listen in on that. Jason Hansen's going to play the trumpet. Jason, an outstanding trumpeter, senior here at Amity High School. Hear the roar there from the crowd. Outstanding job by senior Amity senior Jason Hansen. Not an easy thing to do. If you're a little nervous, those lips get tight, don't do what they're supposed to do on a trumpet, and it's hard to hit those notes. So hit the fact that he nailed everything, just an outstanding job there. Appreciate Jason doing that. So your Warriors taking on the Corbett Cardinal. Allie Schimmel, get the starting lineup for you here. Allie Schimmel, a 5'10 senior. Ava Blanche Blatchford, a 5'9 senior. And then Carly Hardy, a 5'6 senior. And then Lily Schimmel, a 5'8 junior. And Ella Holwedge, who's also a senior. So starting four seniors and a junior this year, they're a much more experienced team than they were last year. And so we definitely expect to see them be a more relaxed and confident team. Last year they were kind of the front runner all year. And this year they are the experienced team, coming off a second place finish and looking with only one goal in mind, and that's to get back to the state tournament and win it. Your Warriors: Sarah Lynn Grove, Eliza Nisley, Adie Nisley, Alyssa McMullen, and of course, Maya Harzma. The Corbett Cardinals are coached by Bill Schimmel, assisted by Aaron Holwedge. The Warriors coached by Jeff McMullen, assisted by Amanda Grove, Tim Harzma, and Carl McShane.
The Warriors are led by back-to-back Pac-West Coach of the Year, Jeff McMullen. His assistant coach are Tim Harzma, Amanda Grove, and Carl.
They're ready to go on the mic tonight for the PA, Phil Lopez. Great job as usual. And we're looking for an exciting one tonight. A simultaneously meaningless game and very important game for both of these teams. Meaningless in terms of the long-term outcome of this year. Important in that it allows these teams to gauge each other, see what's going on, see what each team has to offer and how they play, because knowing that they likely could meet later this year in a much, much more important game. We're ready to roll. Three-man officiating crew tonight. And the Warriors, Sarah Lynn Grove and Allie Schimmel jumping it up at center. Schimmel wins the tap over to Blatchford. Blatchford tries to give it up to Lily Schimmel, goes off her and out of bounds. Bad spacing there. Blatchford didn't want that ball in her hands. So Warriors have it. We've got a turnover already on Corbett. Try to track those for you. That's a key stat, especially in girls basketball. Full court pressure here. They want to trap, and the ball knocked out of bounds, lost by the Warriors. So each team with a turnover here early. Corbett will inbound right side of the key along the baseline. So it's going to be Lily Schimmel 5'8 junior inbounding. 80 nicely up on her. Lobs it in. Gets it back in the right corner. Fakes right. Goes back left. Spins to her right. Nowhere to go on that shot. 80 nicely. Excellent defense. Ball knocked loose. Picked up by number 11, Holwedge. Holwedge with good experience. Wants to drive left. Loses it in the corner and out of bounds. Another turnover. So three possessions in this game and three turnovers so far. Both teams playing good defense and not very good offense so far. Eliza with it. Gets it to Maya. Maya working on Blatchford. Gets past her at half court. Into the corner. McMullen with the dribble drive. Bounce pass to the foul line. 80 with the drive. Slapped out. We're going to call foul. Two shots coming. I thought that one looked pretty clean, but no argument from the Corbett player. Foul's going to be on Carly Hardy, her first. Remember, at five team fouls, the teams shoot the double bonus. There is no more one-on-one. And it's by the quarter. At the foul line, 80 Nisley hits the first one. One more coming for the sophomore guard. Warriors effectively play a four-guard lineup when everybody's healthy, with Sarah Lynn Grove playing the post position. Warriors up 2-0 as Nisley hits a pair. On top. Ball knocked away from Holwedge. She gets it back. Over to Schimmel on top. Schimmel works left to the elbow. Down to the baseline. Kicks it out. Gets it back. Right corner. Traveled. Took an extra step trying to get herself collected there in the corner. I wasn't sure they were going to call it at first. The close official didn't. The official up the sideline did. And so the Warriors have their third turnover forced of the game. And they inbound against this full court defense. 80 blows past her man all the way into the basket. Lays it up and in. Gave a nice little ball fake to the corner where Eliza was. And then took it up past the defense. 4-0 Amity on top. Schimmel up by the center circle working on Eliza. Poked away. Lily Schimmel gets it back, misses the three, long rebound, pulled in by Hardy. Hardy swings it over to Allie Schimmel, thought about the 26-footer there. Eliza comes up on her, now she switches, Grove on her. The drive by Schimmel, we're going to get a foul on the drive as Grove leans on her with that left arm. Her first foul, first team foul on the Warriors. 4-0 Amity, 6:30 left to go first quarter. Corbett to inbound. Whole wedge, looking for somebody, gets it in, gets it back in the right corner. Jab step left a couple of times, now goes right, works her way down, little off balance runner moving right to left, and Holweg knocks that down. Tough little shot from about 6 or 7 feet. Going the other way, Harzma, bounce pass, trying to go in low, stolen away, turnover Warriors. Tried to get it to, we're going to have a carry. Sorry, that distracted me there. Grove was the intended target of Maya's pass. Maya probably should have just shot the ball in that case. It was a tough pass across the lane under the basket. But another turnover by Corbett, their fourth on the carry. Warriors have two turnovers and a 4-2 lead. Harzma goes hard left, gets in deep, picks up her dribble, kicks it out. McMullen for three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Schimmel. Schimmel working her way up the court. Allie Schimmel gets to the foul line, leaves it left to Hardy out in the corner, stolen by Harzma. Ball knocked out of bounds as they double her right away. 4-2 Amity still. Five turnovers on Corbett. The Warriors should have three turnovers. Get it into 80. 80 working on Hardy, gets past her all the way to the basket, lost it on the way up, tipped out of bounds by Corbett. A little confusion there by Holwedge. She's like, I didn't touch it, but the official couldn't see through her body. Left corner three on the inbound. McMullen buries it. Alyssa McMullen with her first basket of the game makes it a 7-2 Amity lead. Holwedge goes left, foul line, down baseline to Hardy, misses. McMullen with the rebound underneath. Gets it to Eliza. Eliza working on Allie Schimmel. Almost carried it. They're going to call a carry. Yeah, she did. Got that high dribble and then had to pull it in while she was still moving her feet. Trying to cross over on Schimmel. Eliza man-to-man on Allie Schimmel right now. giving up about 3 inches to her. They list Schimmel at 5'10". She's about 5'8", I'd say. About the same as Sarah Lynn. Maybe a little shorter. They go down low to Schimmel on the block. Trying to back down, knocked away and out of bounds by A.D. Nisley as she tried to kick it out to Lily Schimmel on the right wing. Lily will inbound. They stack it up right in front of the Warrior bench here about the top of the key. Gets it into Holwedge. Holwedge working on Harzma. Harzma looking at this screen coming. They switch. Grove pops. Three-pointer good by Holwedge. Nice looking shot, Ella Holwedge. She's got all five of their points, 7-5 Warriors. Quick pass ahead, not a good one. Eliza's pass couldn't be pulled in by Grove. A lot of turnovers on both teams here early. 5 for Corbett, 4 for Amity. That one unforced. Eliza trying to be aggressive, just didn't throw a good pass on that one. Ball knocked away by Eliza at the other end. Good hustle there as they try to get it to Schimmel on the wing. 4:36 remaining first quarter, 7-5 Warriors on top of the Cardinals. Lily Schimmel gets it into Alley. Picks up her dribble, bounce pass back to Holwedge here on the right angle. Fakes right, goes left, little floater, knocks it down. What a tough shot from about 8 feet. Holwedge has 7 points. Clearly their best offensive player so far tonight. Couple of tough drives fell in. McMullen gives it up. Eliza way out on top. Goes up on Schimmel. Draws contact. That'll be Allie Schimmel's first foul, second team foul on the Cardinals. Eliza will go to the line to shoot two. Sophomore guard. Takes a couple of dribbles. Spins the ball. Bends the knees. And buries it cleanly. One more coming. They list AD and Eliza both at 5'6". That's maybe a half inch generous. They're about there though. Hits them both without touching the rim. Beautiful shots by Eliza. 9-7 Amity on top. 4 minutes to go now here in the first quarter. Holwedge running the point. Swings it left. It's Lily Schimmel, works off a little screen, hesitation dribble, crosses over on 80, out to Allie Schimmel, misses the three long. Hardy in the corner with it. Good defense. We're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Schimmel. First timeout of the game taken by either team. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. 3:48 remaining. In the first quarter, it is 9-7. Amity on top. Two team fouls on the Cardinals of Corbett and one on your Amity Warriors. Warriors with a good balance so far. McMullen with 380 with 4. Eliza with 2. All 7 points for the Cardinals coming from senior Ella Holwedge. Holwedge playing the point for them most of the time. Being D'd up by Maya the last few times down the floor anyway. Warriors been playing man-to-man defense. Haven't tried to pressure this team yet, really. That's probably might be attuned or attributed maybe a little bit to the fact that this is a very experienced team and they might take advantage of that. Holwedge gets a three-point spot. It missed that one. Missed everything. Hardy with the rebound. Kicks it out to Holwedge on the left wing. Holwedge guarded by Maya. Works left, gets down low, scoop, misses. Good rebound by Grove, her first of the game. Ahead to 80, 80, working her way up the floor, blocked. And I think it was blocked out of bounds by Allie Schimmel. Not easy to get a shot off. I'm watching her next to Eliza, or next to Sarah Lynn. She might be 5'10", I don't know. It's hard to tell. She doesn't stand up straight all the time. Left corner, 3 for Grove, a little strong. Long rebound on the other side. Nisley to Harzma, back out to Grove, swings it over to McMullen. Over to 80 on the right wing, back to McMullen, three-pointer out on top, buries it! Alyssa McMullen, 2 out of 3 from the field now for the sophomore guard. 12-7 Warriors at the other end, Schimmel, quick trigger three, buries it. Got to get up on her quick, and a timeout taken by Jed. He's not going to be happy about that. Nobody picked up Allie Schimmel as she caught the ball at about 22 feet, took one dribble, and still nobody was on her. and she was able to shoot that uncontested. That's going to be the biggest thing, is that transition defense. When they bring the ball up the floor, you have to find those shooters early, whether it's Hole Wedge or either one of the Schimmel girls. They're looking for that spot up three. And most three-point shooters love to be able to catch the ball, take a rhythm dribble, and go right up into their shot. When you allow somebody to do that, just kind of coming up the floor, you're not focused defensively. You're not thinking about what your responsibilities are, and you have to be doing that. Warriors ball, 12-10. Both teams have settled down. Fewer turnovers now after the first couple minutes. Harzma works up against Blatchford, gets past her, gets in deep, all the way in. Probably got fouled. Yeah, they're a little late on the call, but good call. Harzma, great job beating Blatchford off the dribble. That's going to be on Lily Schimmel. 13 foul. Schimmel's first. To the line, Harzma. Warriors are already 4 out of 4 from the line. They're attacking the basket, whereas Corbett's settling more for outside shots. I think that's the nature of these two teams oftentimes. First one missed for Maya. One more coming. This one's perfect. The Warriors are now 5 out of 6 from the line. They have a 3-point lead. 13-10, 2:50 to go, first quarter. Allie Schimmel on the left wing gives it up to Lily Schimmel. Lily drives right. Defense was late coming across, but the shot was missed. Schimmel knocks it away from Grove. Steps back, takes a little 10-12 footer and knocks it down. Lily Schimmel, good hustle there. Makes it a 1-point Warrior lead. Eliza at the Warrior head going the other way. Bounce pass to 80 down low. 80 wants to drive. Nothing there. Bounce pass to Eliza. Back to 80. 80 close to the rim. Missed the shot with the left hand coming across that lane. Schimmel with the rebound. Allie Schimmel drives right, kicks to the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, and that was Blatchford with the miss. Rebound pulled down by Eliza. Eliza with the drive all the way to the rim, lays it up and in. She's got 4 in the game. This is not a deep Corbett team. They can't afford to get in foul trouble, so they'd rather give you the basket and then try to get it back on the other end than risk the foul trouble. There's a missed pass there, turnover on a bad pass. Warriors push it up the other way. It's knocked away from 80 and out of bounds. Good hustle by Hole Wedge. 80 looking like a little bit of pain after that. I don't know if she got whacked somewhere. Kind of working through that discomfort. Warriors ball by the three-point line on the baseline on the right side. Warriors going right to left in front of us here. On top, McMullen. Mid-range for about 17 feet. Misses that one. Rebound pulled down by Corbett. Allie Schimmel in the middle of the floor. Gets a screen from Hardy. Steps back from 23. No good. Rebound. McMullen in traffic. Took it away from Peyton Lee into the game. Harzma. Harzma. Bounce pass stolen away by Hole Wedge. Fifth turnover on the Warriors. Long pass ahead. Schimmel with it. Right wing. Fakes. Drives. Scoops. Fouled. That's going to be 2 on Grove. She nods her head. That's Grove trying to come across on help defense. Picks up her second with a minute 23 to go in the first quarter. But that starts with getting beat off the dribble at the three-point line. You put your help defense in a difficult situation. Grove's got to make sure she doesn't foul on that situation. But ideally, your teammate doesn't allow that drive like that. Schimmel hits the first one. That's just part of continuing to get better defensively. Schimmel hits the first one. One more coming. Buries them both. Makes it back to a 1-point Warrior lead, 15-14. So we come up on a minute 15. In the corner, McMullen back out. Wilson into the game for Grove. Eliza crosses over, swings it out, 80 for 3. Little strong. Rebound inside Schimmel. Allie Schimmel up the middle of the floor. Finds Hardy. Hardy wanted to drive, cut off by Wilson. Good defense. Gets it back out to Lily Schimmel. Out to Allie Schimmel for 3. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by 80. 80 off to the races, going the other way. One-on-one. Coming from behind. They try to knock it away. She lays it up and in. 80 Nisley just too fast for that defense. Schimmel was coming from behind to try to wolf that, knock it away. And instead, 80 beats her to the rim. There's a pass inside. Hole Wedge back out. Lily Schimmel for 3. Hits it. You can't sag off these shooters, folks. You have to be disciplined. Two Warriors sagged down when the pass went inside, left the shooter open. Left corner, Eliza drives, kicks out to 80. 80 with the drive, bounce pass to Maya. Maya dribbles out towards the foul line, now drives in, into traffic, and we're going to get a foul, two shots. Oh, Coach Schimmel not going to like that one. It looked like a jump ball from here, too. The official that made the call, though, was behind the player who reached in, and so he went with what it looked like rather than what he could actually see, I think. Probably not a good call on that, but that's what happens when you're the aggressor, when you're attacking the rim. Sometimes you get a call that you maybe don't deserve, but you earned it because you were aggressive. 80 out, Rice in. Maya misses the front of two. She's got one more coming. A little strong on that one. Missed again. Maya, one out of four from the line. That's not like her. Going the other way. Corbett with the ball. 17-17 game. Allie Schimmel works right to the foul line. Crosses back over to the left. Step back just inside the foul line. Misses at the buzzer. After one quarter, we've got a 17-17 game. Good matchup here between two of the best teams in the state. And living up to expectations so far. We'll be back after these messages on KLYC and Podbean. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the second quarter here from Amity High School. Your Warriors and the Cardinals of Corbett all tied up at 17. Corbett with six turnovers in that first quarter. Amity with five. Both coaches weren't happy with that early in the game, but then the team settled down. There were fewer turnovers going forward. On the floor for the Warriors, it's Rice, right out, Wilson. So three off the bench, plus McMullen and Eliza. Eliza running the point. This will be a test for the Warriors here. Into the game, down low. Wilson turns, nothing there. Still forcing, and we're going to get a jump ball. Got herself double teamed down there between, I think, Hardy and into the game number 32, Cannon Peterson. And didn't know where to go with that. Ended up getting the jump ball. So effectively, that is a turnover for the Warriors as they get tied up and lose it on the alternating possession. Left side, Corbett's Schimmel with it. Down low, Carly tries to go back to Schimmel. Knocked away by Wilson, a turnover because Corbett stepped out of bounds while they were trying to tie up Kylie Wilson. Wilson with the steal. The Warriors get the turnover. Eliza across half court, throws it ahead to right out, left corner three, little short. Rice, rebound went over her head. She had the weak side positioning. Lily Schimmel working right, gets in deep, kicks in the corner through the hands of Cannon Peterson and out of bounds. That's not going to last long before Allie Schimmel comes back in. She got about a 51 second of game time break there. She replaces Cannon Peterson. The Warriors need to be aware who came into the game. You got all three of their shooters on the floor now. Right out at the center circle with it. High post, Wilson missed the cutter. Goes to right out. Right out misses. Wilson inside with a rebound. Misses the putback and gets a jump ball. That'll be Warriors ball on the alternating possession. Good job by Wilson. Missed the shot. Got in there and tied up that rebound. Still 17-17. Nobody's scored in the first minute, 11 seconds here of the second quarter. Rice out on top. McMullen with it. Swings it to right out. Looks at the shot. It's not there. Works left towards the top of the key to McMullen. High post, Wilson goes back door to Rice. Rice missed the shot. Good pass by Wilson. Rice couldn't handle it very well. Missed a shot at the other end. Holweg airballs a three right out. Has it go off her and out of... No, they're going to say it was knocked out by Corbett from behind. I didn't see that. Not sure about that call. 6.5 to go, first half. McMullen with the ball, working against pressure. Gets up the right side. Puts the brakes on at the Warrior head on top to right out. Right out, high post. Eliza goes back door to McMullen, lays it up, in and fouled! What a pass from Eliza to Alyssa. Alyssa really focused there on that baseline, drops in the little five-footer and gets hit on the side of the arm. Fallon Schimmel, her second. Allie Schimmel, first team foul. Oh, that's, they said that was on zero. They put it on five. So we'll see here. They'll try to get that rectified. Free throw good for McMullen. She's got nine in the game. 2017 Warriors. Hoeg drives. Great defense by Kylie Wilson. And then we're going to have a reach-in foul called on Hardy. McMullen came up with a loose ball. Turnover on Corbett, their ninth of the game. Kylie Wilson just slid over, played position defense. Schimmel ran out of room, ran into her, lost the ball, trying to pass it off. McMullen got the steal and then got the foul. Second team foul. Third on Carly Hardy, one of their starters. McMullen working against Blatchford. Gets across half court with it. Goes down low. Tries to go down low. It's off of Rice. And wow. That's a bad call. That went off of Amity and out of bounds. They're going to talk about it. That was a bad call. If they give this to Amity, that was clearly off of Emily Rice and out of bounds. And they're going to override it. That's the right call. All right, into the game. Maya Harsman replaces Rice. 2017 Amity, just under 6 minutes to go. Bringing the ball up the floor is Ella Holwedge. Got 7 points in the game, but hasn't scored this quarter. Of course, Corbett hasn't scored this quarter. Throws it over to Blatchford. Blatchford gives it up to... We're going to get a travel. She changed her pivot foot. That's Lily Schimmel. So on the floor right now for Corbett, both Schimmels, Allie and Lily Schimmel. Hardy with her three fouls. Holwedge and Blatchford. So it's the starting five out there. Get the ball into Maya. Man, they're playing a zone here. 1-2-2 zone, it looks like. Harsma gets it across. Remember, there's a shot clock. That hasn't come into play for either one of these teams so far. Harsma gets it to Lily in the corner. Lily out on top. McMullen swings it to Eliza. Eliza probing. Drives, gets in deep all the way to the basket, and scores! She just worked from left to right, looking for an opening in that zone. Finally found it and got the basket. 5-point Warrior lead. 3 minutes into the second quarter. Schimmel drives, cut off, kicks to the corner. Blatchford gets it to drop in. It's a two. Ava Blatchford, her first basket of the game, cuts it back to a 3-point game. Maya working her way up the floor against Blatchford. Kicks it to Rideout. Rideout takes a dribble. Left corner, McMullen. Down low to Eliza. Back out. Rideout swings it over to the right angle. Now into the right baseline, McMullen. Back out. Eliza for three. Little strong. Rebound pulled down by Holwedge. Holwedge up the floor quickly. Gets to the three-point line. Crosses over. Throws it to Schimmel. Almost over and back. Schimmel chases it down. Allie Schimmel. Eliza Honor, 25 on the shot clock. Lily Schimmel drives right, kicks. Hardy misses, rebound Harsma, weaves her way through traffic, got a 3-on-1 if they hurry. Eliza draws the foul, goes right into Holwedge, attacks her. Nobody back on defense but Holwedge there, and the Warriors had a 3-on-1, and that's the way you run it. You attack the middle, then you make the pass to one of the sides, and you go hard at that defense as they're trying to slide back over. Either you get the basket, you get the foul, maybe you get both. Eliza to the line to shoot two. First one, no good off the left side of the rim.
Checking in for the Cardinals, number 15.
Warriors are 5 out of 9 from the foul line so far. 80 Nisley back in, replaces right out. So the Warriors with their starters except for Grove. Wilson in for her. Nisley misses the second one as well. It looked like she kind of pushed that one at the last moment. So the Warriors come up empty other than picking up the third team foul. Ball knocked out of bounds by Eliza. Pokes it away from Schimmel. We've got a confusion here at the table. Trying to figure out what's going on here. Yeah. Just clarifying who a foul was on. They thought it was on five. It was on zero. He put up a fist. little confusion about what that meant. Corbett with the ball, down three. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. 22-19 Amity. Allie Schimmel works to the right. Top of the key now. Crosses left. Gets in deep. Runs into Wilson. I think they might call it on 80 from the side. Wilson with good position there. Yeah, it's going to be 80's first foul, maybe? First team foul in the Warriors here in the second quarter. Corbett will inbound left side of the key along the baseline. Holwedge will inbound. McMullen right up in her face here. Holwedge gets it into Schimmel, and a foul on Eliza. She got there late, put an arm in her back. It's going to be Eliza's first. Second team foul on the Warriors this quarter. Non-shooting foul. Back on the baseline, about 2 feet, 3 feet right of the key. Corbett looks to inbound. Holwedge lobs to Schimmel. Allie Schimmel with it. Back to the basket in the mid-range. Tries to turn. They double her. She goes to Lily. Fumbles that one out to the wing. Blatchford does not want to shoot that. Waits for Holwedge to come get it. Holwedge working on McMullen. Backs up. McMullen on her. Picks her dribble up. Ball knocked, tipped by McMullen. Holwedge works to the right. Gets the bounce. No. Bounced a couple times. Rebound by Wilson to Eliza. Eliza ahead to 80. 80 attacks. Lays it up. No good. A little strong. Wilson tips to 80. 80 to the basket. Missed again. Fighting to get it back. Ball's loose on the floor. 80 with it. Kicks it out to Eliza. 17-footer. Good! What hustle by 80 Nisley. She couldn't get the basket to drop, but she never gave up on the ball. Maybe even a little extra motivation because of the misses. 5-point Warrior lead. We're going to have a reach-in foul on Eliza, I think. 11. There is no 11. Oh, and Harzma. I didn't see her. I thought she wasn't in the game. Maya's like me? I don't think it was on Maya. I think it was on Eliza. He got the number wrong. But Maya will take it. It's just her first foul. He got the number wrong on that one. Schimmel with it on the inbound. Hands to her sister, Lily. Lily drives. Kicks to the corner. Blatchford for a deep two. Hits it. She didn't want to shoot earlier. She likes that when her feet are spot up, though. 3-point Warrior lead, 24-21. Right out. Swings it. Down in the corner, McMullen. They get up on her quick. Low post. Eliza drives. Hooks it up. Misses it. Rolls it around. Wouldn't stay. Pass ahead. Holwedge gets it to Allie Schimmel. Drives. Gets in deep. Scoop shot. Misses. Eliza with a rebound. Good defense there by the Warriors. Not to foul. Make her have to change her shooting angle a little bit. 2:10 to go. First half. Maya drives. Leaves it. It rolls out. Right out for three. No good. Rebound. Allie Schimmel. Schimmel up the middle of the floor. Puts the brakes on from 22. No good. Right out with a rebound. Gets it to Harzma. Warriors still up 24-21. Both teams with 3 team fouls. Down in the corner, it's Eliza with it. Back out on their left wing. They swing it. Right side. It's McMullen. Down in the corner to Wilson. Wilson back out to right out on top. Go to the left side. Moving this around against the zone. McMullen for three. That one's wide right. Almost looked like somebody got a piece of it, maybe. Down in the corner, it's Blatchford. Back out to Schimmel. Allie Schimmel with it. Works left. Right out, trying to get out on her. Schimmel hits the three. You got to get out a lot quicker than that. Schimmel's got 8 in the game, her second three. And we're tied at 24. It's a minute 5 to go in the first half. Right out to Eliza. Nisley back out. They swing it left side. Left corner, right out for a deep two. Hits it. Good job by Lily to run that baseline. Came out the other side. McMullen with the assist. Schimmel cut off by Eliza. Great defense there by Nisley. Schimmel works left, switched on. They get it down to Holweg and jump ball. Great job by Eliza. That'll be Warrior basketball. No, stays with the Cardinals. 26-24 Amity, 41.8 seconds to go. There's 25. Nope, shot clock's running. It shouldn't be. That was 22 on it. They were trying to get it down. 22 on the shot clock. They go in the corner. Lily Schimmel, three, misses. Rebound Wilson. Ahead to Harzma. Harzma driving all the way with a left hand up and missed it. Maya Harsman with a great take. Unforced miss there. She'll be kicking herself, but that's okay. Schimmel with it. 21 seconds and counting. Schimmel hands off to Holwedge with. Holwedge out by the center circle with 15. Playing for one shot. Experienced team. Know what they want to get here. Holwedge. Bounce pass. Parley down low. Skips it over to Lily. Schimmel. They're going to call a foul that Eliza came through. I think Eliza might have got a piece of the ball, but then they said got her on the follow through. So that's going to put Schimmel on the line to shoot three. That's the second on Eliza Nisley, the fourth team foul on the Warriors. 3.7 seconds left to go in the first half. Tough foul. Great attempt at blocking that shot. First one good for Lily Schimmel. She's got six in the game. She'll have two more here. Schimmel, a junior, hits another one. Looks like she could make free throws in her sleep backwards with her eyes closed. Ties it up at 26. She's got one more. And all three of them absolutely perfect. Warriors with the ball. Down one and right out traveled. She wasn't sure where she wanted to go. She hesitated, traveled. Seventh turnover on the Warriors. 2 seconds to go. Now Corbett's going to have a chance to get a shot on this inbound. Allie Schimmel back into the game, replaces Cannon Peterson. Lily Schimmel inbound just to the end of the Warriors bench here in front of us. Allie with 2 seconds. It's over to Holweg from the Warrior head. Almost made it on the bank shot. After two, Warriors trail 27-26 to the Corbett Cardinals. Warriors in that half, led by Alyssa McMullen's 9 points. Eliza Nisley has 8. Adie Nisley with 6. Maya with 1. Right out with 2. For Corbett, Schimmel, Allie Schimmel with 8 points. Lily Schimmel with 7 points. Holwedge with 7. And Blatchford with 4. So good balanced scoring for both teams. And both teams with more turnovers than they'd probably like, especially in that first quarter. Corbett with 9 in the first half. Amity with 7. We're going to take a break for a few minutes, and we'll be back with a couple minutes to go before the start of the third quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball. You're listening to it on either KLYC or Podbean. We appreciate you doing so. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Tom. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Wherever you are this evening, we appreciate you joining us. Halftime from Amity High School, where your Warrior girls are trailing the Corbett Cardinals 27-26. Amity had 5-point leads on a couple of occasions in that second quarter. Once in the first quarter, 12-7, and then another time, I think it was 24-19. 22-17 and then 24-19. So Warriors have had some leads in this game, struggled a little bit down the stretch of the both quarters, actually. Sarah Lynn Grove out with a couple of fouls, so that didn't help the rotation at all. The starters are back on the floor for Amity. Adie and Eliza, Sarah Lynn, Alyssa, and Maya. Starters also for Corbett, both Schimmels, Hardy, Holwedge, and Blatchford. Warriors ball to start the third quarter. Maya working on Schimmel. Hands off. It's a 1-2-2 zone defense. Something we haven't seen, so that's a new one for the Warriors also. Grove loses it at the foul line, chases it down. Probably got fouled. No call. McMullen, they swing it. They've picked up their defensive intensity for sure. Inside Grove fumbles it again. Ball knocked away from her. And out of bounds to the Warriors as Holwedge dives. Grove with some fumble fingers there a couple times. See if she can get that a little more cleanly. That second one was in a lot of traffic. Not an easy catch. To Grove in the corner. Wanted to go back to McMullen. Said she drives baseline. Hangs, banks it up and in. Great move. Sarah Lynn, she was going to go back to Maya on that pass. Maya didn't want it, and so Sarah Lynn took it baseline and scored. At the foul line, jumper good for Allie Schimmel. She's got 10 in the game, leading scorer for either team now. 80, high post, Sarah Lynn. Sarah, ball knocked away from behind by Schimmel. Turnover Warriors. Schimmel with the ball now. Lily Schimmel gives it up to Holwedge. Holwedge. They got three players who they want the ball in the hands of. Holwedge is one of them. She goes baseline, comes out the other side. Blatchford misses the long two or the short three. I'm not sure which it was. Grove with the rebound on the air ball. Harzma crosses over, kicks it out. Eliza drives baseline, picks up her dribble, back out to Harzma. It's tipped. Harzma controls in the corner. Now back out on top to Harzma. Swings it to McMullen. McMullen head fake on the deep three. Picks up her dribble and jump ball. That's going to be Corbett basketball in the alternating. No, wait. Do we have a foul instead? Oh, there was a timeout called before the jump ball. So Amity will still have possession. So 30-second timeout. Good job by one of the coaches on the bench, whether that was Tim or Jed. I'm not sure who called out for it, but saved that jump ball from happening. So it'll be Amity Warrior basketball coming out of this 30-second timeout. 29-28 lead for Corbett. Warriors in this quarter. 2 points out of Sarah Lynn Grove, while Corbett's gotten two out of Allie Schimmel. You don't want Schimmel to get hot, that's for sure. But this Warrior defense doesn't give you a lot of good looks when it's playing well. So Warrior basketball on the far sideline. Warriors going left to right in front of us here in this quarter, this half. We're in their home white uniforms. Harzma works off a little screen from Eliza, drives to the right, leaves it for McMullen on the wing. Holwedge up on her to Eliza. Eliza back to Maya. And a shot clock violation. Warriors were not aware of the shot clock. I think they were thinking that shot clock had reset. They were running their offense without any recognition. First shot clock violation of the year for Amity. Schimmel out in the corner. We're going to get a foul called on Eliza going through the screen of Blatchford. That's going to be her third if it is. And that'll get her out and get Wilson in. Just a little too aggressive for Eliza. 6:04 remaining third quarter when Eliza takes a seat. 29-28, Cardinals on top. They get it into Blatchford, blocked by Grove out of bounds. And bring that in there. Blatchford's only about 5'5", 5'6". Grove, excellent block shot there. Went straight up, waited for the ball to be released. Holweg gets it into Schimmel. Schimmel starts to drive, kicks, deep two, buried it for Blatchford. That is her third basket of the game. She can shoot when she's open. She won't shoot if she's under pressure. Harzma for three on the left wing. No good. Long rebound on the floor, picked up by Hardy. Gets it to Allie Schimmel. Schimmel, middle of the floor, penetrating, now stops, backs it out. Works to the right. Down low, tries to scoop it, just lost it out of bounds. Trying to do a little too much there. She was determined to get a shot off, and great defense by Nisley on her. Warriors down three, 5.5 to go, third quarter. Maya works up against this 1-2-2. High post, down low, back out. Wilson fouled from the side. Hardy, that's going to be her fourth. So while she's not an offensive player for them, it's still important to have your five starters in the game, the five that work well together in terms of moving the ball and knowing the offense and having that kind of be seamless. Oh, now they're only saying that's three on her. Never mind. They had three on her in the first half the last time I looked, so maybe there was an error there. Kylie Wilson hits the foul shot. She's got one more coming. Kylie buries them both. Kylie, two out of two from the line. Love seeing that. I was talking about that she needs to relax and make those foul shots. She heard me. She must have listened to the replay of the game. She's like, you were giving me a bad time. Well, make your free throws. And she did. We're going to have a hand check out on top by Sarah Lynn. That's going to be her third foul. Got to let them play a little bit. My goodness. Jed not happy about the touch foul. So with 5:06 to go in the third, Sarah stays in the game with her three fouls. Schimmel trying to get it in, gets it into Allie. Allie Schimmel holds onto the ball, now hands, nope. Wanted to give it to Holweg. Instead, Schimmel holds it. Works to the left. Oh my goodness, they're calling this so touchy. Maya with the foul. Just had a little bit of contact. That's her second. And already the third team foul on the Warriors here with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Corbett's a good foul shooting team. You don't want to have them on the line. Jed's staring down the official, not happy with it. Warrior girls just going to have to play a little, give a little bit more room. There's a backdoor cut. Schimmel goes baseline. Can't get the shot off. Kicks it out. Blatchford over to Holwedge. Holwedge, 22 seconds to go on the shot clock. The runner drops in. What a tough shot by Holwedge. She has had that runner going right to left. 3-point lead. Left corner three, McMullen short. Rebound, Schimmel. Up three, Schimmel drives hard to the right. Fouled, scores. It's going to be on 80. Letting Schimmel get to that right hand is a mistake. Schimmel now with 12 points. And they've got their largest lead of the game at 5, 82nd foul. Fourth team foul on the Warriors. Schimmel makes the foul shot. 13 in the game for her, and their largest lead of the game for either team now at 6. How is that not a foul? See, they're doing the same thing and not being called. McMullen out top, misses the three. Inadvertent whistle, I think. Warriors are going to take a timeout. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball. 4:10 left to go in the third quarter. 36-30 in favor of the Cardinals.
Mark your calendar.
Amity Warrior Basketball from Amity High School. Two of the best teams in the state battling it out. Warriors find themselves down 6 because of foul trouble and inability to hit some shots. There's a bad pass inbound. Hardy gets the steal. Warriors with a turnover. Third one of this quarter for Amity. Cross-court pass. They leave it on top for Holwedge on the left angle. Pulls up for 3. Hits it. Wow. Such good shooters. And when they get it going, this is what they couldn't do against Banks. They couldn't make anything last year. This tonight, no pressure, just burying things. Up 9. Amity top of the key with it. It's Wilson to Grove. Grove starts to drive. Leaves it for Rideout. Wilson in the right corner. Back to Rideout. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Grove swings to Harzma. Harzma drives, penetrates, fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot 2 as she splits the defense there. Foul's going to be on Blatchford. It's the second team foul and her first. So Harzman to the line to try to break this run. I think it's an 8-0, might be an 8-0 run. Hits the first one. Eliza coming in. So the only starter on the bench now is McMullen. Wilson in. Second one missed. Grove battling, couldn't come down with it. Harzma misses the second one. It's an 8-point game. Warriors foul shooting hasn't been nearly as good as Corbett. Corbett hasn't missed in their 6 attempts. Schimmel on top. Blatchford back to Schimmel. Warrior boys getting loud, as you can hear in the background. Allie Schimmel, 80 up on her. Turns, drives, hooks a pass. It's tipped. Chased down by Blatchford. Back out on top the whole wedge. Going to get a foul called on. On. Number 12, Eliza Nisley, her fourth. That'll get McMullen back in. She's battling away from the ball. That's the fifth team foul on the Warriors, so it's going to put Blatchford on the line to shoot two free throws. Blatchford hits the first. She's a nice role player for them. She got 7 points, made three shots from the field. Gives them a little release valve when the defenses overcommit to the Schimmel and Holweg girls. Boy, this team can shoot free throws. They are 8 out of 8 from the line. I don't think one of their 8 free throws has touched the rim tonight. Warriors with the ball, trailing by 10 now. And there's a bad pass stolen by Holweg. She'll take it in with the left hand. Missed the shot. Rebound 80. Wow, Warriors get a break there. 80 going hard the other way. Spins, lost the ball. And we'll have a jump ball. That will go to Corbett. Turnover on the Warriors. So even when the Warriors have something going, they just can't get out of their own way here in the second half. They've been outscored in this second half 14-5. Corbett with the ball. Holwedge swings it to the left angle. The Schimmel. We're going to put 30 on the shot clock. It didn't start. So ball out of bounds to Corbett here by the scorer's table near the end of the Corbett bench. 30 on the shot clock, 2:25 left to go, third quarter. Holwedge with the ball. Holwedge works right to Schimmel, Lily Schimmel. Trying to go backdoor, skip pass. Blatchford has to go high for it. Gets it back to Holwedge. Holwedge holding the ball. Works right. Crosses back over to her left. Kicks it out. Schimmel for three. Hits it. Allie Schimmel. You cannot forget about her. Holwedge dominating the ball. Schimmel just waiting at the three-point line for the opportunity. McMullen at the other end. Can't return the favor. Rebound to Corbett. Schimmel. Middle of the floor, over to Hardy, back out, three-pointer, Lily Schimmel, no good, rebound, Wilson, high for it. Great job by Kylie Wilson in traffic. Warriors down by 13, got to get something going offensively here. McMullen, left wing, down in the corner to Grove, back out to Maya, swings it over to 80, McMullen for three, misses that one, Harzen with the rebound, she gets fouled. Just the third team foul. Boy, three hands go up for Corbett. Everybody wants that foul. What they're trying to do is protect somebody. Foul's going to be on Allie Schimmel. Gets the third team foul. Schimmel's fourth, though. So she'll come out. That's what they were trying to protect. So Allie Schimmel leaves. But she's done her damage. She's got 16 points in the game. McMullen. Down low to Grove. Grove turns, fakes, turns back to the right. Can't get it to drop. Wilson tips it out of bounds. It's one of those nights. Some nights that shot's not falling. Minute 11 to go, third quarter. Warriors need to make some hay here with Schimmel out of the game. 44-31 in favor of the Cardinals. Playing like the best team in the state that they think they are. Left corner. Blatchford picks it up, hands off to Holwedge. Holwedge is the key to this team, though. She handles the ball. There's the runner. Misses that. Hardy with the rebound. Hardy, we're going to get a timeout taken by the Cardinals as Hardy came down with that rebound and was struggling with her position, but good hustle to get the rebound. Full timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick one. This is Amity Warrior Basketball. Fifty seconds left to go, third quarter, as the Amity Warriors find themselves trailing 44-31. This is a one-point game at halftime. This third quarter has been devastating for these Warrior girls. They have had a hard time finding the shooters. Schimmel has, what does she have in this quarter? She's got 8 points in this quarter. Holwedge has 5, and Blatchford has 4. They're just getting open looks against the Warriors, and the Warriors having a hard time staying out of foul trouble. Schimmel gives it up to Holwedge. She's been the real problem tonight. She handles the ball well, she shoots well, and she gets open shots for people like that. Blatchford misses the three. It's saved. Harzma comes down with it, works up the right side. Bounce pass over to McMullen. McMullen, deep two, can't get it to drop. Wilson with the save, pulled down by Schimmel. Lily Schimmel up the right side. They trap her. Warriors haven't put any pressure on this team all night, though, and that's been got to be by design. Jed doesn't want to give them a chance to practice against that 1-3-1. So the Warriors not pressing. Schimmel back out to Holwedge. 6 seconds left to go in the quarter. Holwedge hooks a pass to Schimmel. Three-pointer, no good. End of the third quarter, a big one for Corbett as they go up 44-31, outscoring Amity 17-5 in that quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC and Podbean. Be back in a minute. Start of the fourth quarter here from Amity High School. Corbett closed out that second quarter, for that third quarter, excuse me, on an 11-1 run. It was a 33-30 game. The only point the Warriors scored from that point on was a free throw by Maya Harzma. So a rough few minutes for the Amity Warriors on both ends of the floor. So we'll see how they respond here in the fourth quarter. It's a good test for your mettle. Down low, getting back to running their offense. Kylie misses a shot. Looked like she got pushed from behind. No call. She either got pushed or she lost her balance, one of the two. No call. Missed the lay-in. Holweg works to the left. Cut off by Harzma. Her pass knocked away. 80 accelerates the other way. And with the right hand, lays it up and in. 80 Nisley with the first basket for the Warriors. In. I don't know how long. She's got 8 in the game. Ball stolen by McMullen going the other way when they put a little trap on. McMullen attacks, hooks the shot up and in! Alyssa McMullen cuts it to 9-44. This is the first time the Warriors have pressed all night. And it's a, looks like a 1-2-2 press. They hook a pass down on the left side. Bounce pass, it's lost. McMullen chases it down, puts the brakes on at the 3-point line. Another steal for McMullen. Three straight turnovers for Corbett. McMullen swings it to 80. 80 directing some traffic here. Gets it over to Maya. Maya on the right side drives baseline. Nothing there. Cut off by Blatchford. Out to 80 for three. No good. Good look at a shot by 80. And Kylie's going to get a foul for being off balance and leaning into Blatchford. Into the game to Bruin. Bruin into the game. 5'3 freshman replaces Peyton Lee, a 5'6 freshman. Corbett's going to take a timeout now. It's 44-35 as the Warriors have scored four straight to start this quarter off. And it's going to be a full timeout. So we'll take a quick break and be back. 6:40 left to go. Fourth quarter from Amity High School, where your Amity Warriors trail the Cardinals of Corbett 44-35. It was a 13-point lead when this quarter started. Warriors have chipped a couple of baskets off of that, playing a 1-2-1-1. We've got a kick on McMullen. This is going to get Eliza in, get Wilson out. That allows them to run this press the way they really want to run it. Now they can run the 1-3-1. With Wilson in there, they ran more of a 1-2-2. Or 1-2-1-1, a diamond in one. Now they'll run the 1-3-1, I think, with Eliza in there. They get the ball in and get it back. Holwedge works up the left side. Warriors trap her. Hooks a pass over to DeBruin. Back to Holwedge. Holwedge knocked away by Harzma. On top. They swing it to the right side. It's Blatchford with it. They get it back to Holwedge by the Warrior head. Holwedge, 5 seconds on the shot clock. She stepped out of bounds. Great defense. That was risky defense, but it paid off for 80. She got her position and held it. Sub coming in, Allie Schimmel. She'll replace DeBruin. So they get back to their starting lineup here. Warriors with the ball down 9. Coming up on the 6-minute mark in the fourth quarter. First time Jed showed that pressure all night. It's resulted in some turnovers. It's now 13 turnovers. There's a turnover by the Warriors, though, at the other end on a bad pass. Schimmel on top. Swings it to Holweg for 3. It's wide right. They get the loose ball. No, Grove gets it underneath, and we got a jump ball. Should have been probably a reach in from behind. Jump ball goes to the Warriors, though. So 13 turnovers for, no, correction, it's going to stay with the Cardinals. 13 turnovers for Corbett and 13 for the Warriors, according to my count. It's probably off by a few on both teams. Out on the right wing. We get it into the corner. Schimmel misses. Eliza with the box out and the rebound on Hardy. Brings it up the right side. Slows down at the Warrior head in front of me. Gives up to Harzma. Harzma works back to the right side. There's nothing there. Now gives it to Eliza. Eliza drives, gets down low, picks it back up. They swing over to McMullen for 3. Too strong. Rebound inside. Eliza puts it up. She's fouled and scores. Eliza Nisley with an outstanding rebound. Snuck in along the weak side baseline. Got inside position. And the foul on Holwedge. She snuck in right in front of Holwedge. Took the ball right away from her hands as it came down, laid it up and in, and drew the foul on Holwedge, her second. Eliza at the line. Buries it. Eliza having herself a nice night. She had a fire from the line, and she now has 11 points in the game. Holwedge skips that pass over to Schimmel, back to Holwedge, top of the key. Left side, Schimmel, Lily Schimmel hits a 3. Got to rotate on that defense. That's good ball movement. Her first basket of the second half makes it a 9-point game again. Warriors headed down to 6. Harzma works left. Got to be patient. McMullen hasn't been able to hit anything here in the second half. Has a fast break lay, and Warriors turn it over on a bad pass. Just kind of lost the ball there, trying to run their offense. Good defense. Schimmel knocked away and stolen by Eliza. Eliza going the other way. Takes it with the right hand. We're going to get a foul on Lily Schimmel. They're calling this game tight. There's not a lot of contact. They're letting go. So back to the line, Eliza Nisley. Lily Schimmel with her. See what that is for her. Her second foul. Just the second team foul in the fourth quarter on the Cardinals. Warriors have 1. Eliza at the line, buries the first one. 12 points in the game for Eliza, leading scorer for the Warriors. McMullen with 11. Second one, perfect. Shot by Eliza. She missed a pair earlier, settles down. It's back to a 7-point lead. They get it over to Schimmel. Schimmel doubled in the right forecourt. Throws a pass on the sideline. That's a trap. No, they're going to get a timeout. Boy, they almost had a travel on Blatchford over there. She was off balance, tiptoeing along the sideline. And a 30-second timeout bails her out. 47-40, Amity trailing by 7. 4:27 remaining in the fourth quarter. Neither team with any foul issues so far this quarter. Corbett with 2 team fouls. Amity with 1. If you get to 5, your opponent is shooting 2. So there's 25 seconds left on the shot clock when Corbett gets this ball back. Foul trouble for the Warriors. I believe it's Eliza with 4, and Sarah, I think, also has 4. I believe. She might only have 3. Sarah might just have 3. Eliza has 4. Get the ball in the backcourt. Swing it back into the front court to Holwedge. Holwedge surveying this zone, trying to figure it out. They get on the right side to Lily Schimmel. Back on Holwedge on top. Steps back, 3-pointer. Airballs that. Save. Holwedge, Hank gets it. Bounce pass. Blatchford misses. Rebound. Tipped again. Ball's loose. Schimmel gets it out on top. Warriors had some chances there. Schimmel works left. gives it up to her sister, hooks a pass over to Blatchford. Blatchford strong with the ball, rips through to Hardy. Hardy, ball knocked away and stolen. And that should be a reach-in foul on Hardy coming in from behind. That'll be her fourth turnover there as 80 got the deflection. Sarah Lynn grabbed the ball and drew the foul. Should be four on Hardy and the third team foul on Corbett. Warriors will have the ball down 7, 3:49. Hey, a little adversity and coming back from it, having to work back is a good thing. Something you can't really practice, you have to experience. But you're going to have these moments in the season, especially if you're going to go deep into the playoffs. Grove misses the jumper. Eliza with the rebound, puts it up and in. Eliza Nisley again along that baseline. Her quickness and tenacity getting the rebound and the putback. It's a five-point game. They swing it left side. Blanchard in the corner. Blatchford out on top. Knocked away. Stolen. 80 takes it the other way. Slows down. Lays it up and in. 89 with another steal. And the Warriors defense turning this game around. 47-44. Allie Schimmel with it. Back to Lily Schimmel. Gives it to Holwedge. Holwedge. D'd up by Harzma. By McMullen. On top. Allie Schimmel for three. Rims it. No good. Grove had it. Hardy tips it out of bounds. Warriors basketball. Good hustle by Hardy is to knock it away from Grove. Grove got to be strong with that ball. 47-44. Just under 3 minutes to go in this one. Harzma brings it up the middle of the floor. Now penetrates all the way in. Puts the brakes on. Kicks out to McMullen. To 80. 80. Back to Maya. Maya on the right angle over to 80 on the right side. Down low. Foul. That's going to be on Lily Schimmel as she got a hip check on Sarah Lynn as Grove was trying to catch the ball in the low post. Fourth team foul. So now the Warriors are shooting free throws the last 2:36 of this game. They only have one team foul. Harzma gets it in the corner to Grove. Out to 80. On top of Liza. Oh, there's good looks. They're not taking them. Back to 80. 80 drives. Kicks to McMullen. Left corner three. No good. Rebound. Loose. Harzma scoops. Ball's deflected. Oh, they're just going to say she lost the ball. Wow. Maya doesn't argue. Going the other way. Tough call for the Warriors. Thought we might get a foul. At least ball out of bounds. Warriors in there 1-3-1. Good practice for the Warriors. Do a 1-3-1 against an experienced team here. They get it up to Schimmel. Center court, now gets it across, hooks a pass ahead to Lily Schimmel, cross court, Hellwedge, back to Allie, over to the other one, and Lily Schimmel buries a three, wide open on that ball rotation. That's what you have to do against a zone, especially one that's trapping. Back to a 6-point lead, there's the drive, leaves it for Grove, left hand up and in, what a drive by Eliza Nisley for Grove. Grove's got four in the game. 4-point game, 1:48 remaining and counting here. Schimmel backs it up, gets it ahead to Holweg, back to Schimmel. Schimmel over to the other Schimmel, hits another three. Wow. I mean, Lily Schimmel with three threes back-to-back the last two times down, killing the Warriors. McMullen at the other end misses the three. The Warriors have not been able to hit a three here in the second half. McMullen's had some looks. She would tell you she should have made some of them, but that's the way it goes some days. Shots you feel like you should have made, sometimes you don't get them. The other team does. Back to a 7-point lead. Holweg for three. Air balls that one. Out of bounds. That's why you throw the ball at people's feet, not at their head. Sarah Lynn takes that ball off the head. Jed gets a timeout. Going to be a full timeout. Warriors will talk this one over. It's 53-46. Back-to-back threes by Lily Schimmel. Taking this from a 3-point game up to a 7-point game. Warriors got a 2-point basket in there somewhere from Grove. So with 107 remaining in the fourth quarter, Amity finds themselves in a pretty good hole here. The problem really has just been when they haven't turned Corbett over, which they've been able to quite a few times. Corbett has 16 turnovers in the game. And I think they have five in the fourth quarter since the Warriors started pressing. But when they're not turning the ball over, they're doing a good job of moving it finally getting it to an open shooter and then hitting it. They've got five threes in the second half. Excuse me. And so that's a lot to overcome. They've got, they had four threes in the first half. So nine threes in the game for Corbett. Amity has two. Difference in the game right there, being able to hit those open threes. I know the Warriors set that up for McMullen to get the three the last time down, but both Nisleys passed up on really good looks, and that's tough. At some point, you got to have somebody else take it. This ball knocked away by Schimmel, and then a foul on Harzma. Second team foul with 1 minute to go. Turnover on the Warriors is their 15th of the game. So the turnover battle pretty even. Difference in this game, well, there's a couple differences. Free throw shooting, one of them. We'll talk about that in the post game. The other one, the ability to hit those open threes. Warriors have been better at forcing or getting points off turnovers. Corbett better at the half-court offense, knocking down those threes when they've had the opportunity. Schimmel out on top. And we've got a foul on McMullen, or on, McMullen. That's the third team foul. Problem is, when you don't have that one-on-one, you can't rely on a team to miss the front end and get the ball back. You have to hopefully miss two. Out on top. Oh! 80 with the foul, reaching in. That was an awfully quick whistle. Almost like you assumed she was gonna foul. 80 was going for the steal. But got a piece of whole wedge. Four team fouls now on both teams. That's the third on 80. They get it in. Allie Schimmel with the ball. Brings it across half court. And we've got... They're going to reset the shot clock to 30 seconds. And the ball will be inbounded by Corbett. 38.7 seconds. Warriors have got to force turnovers here. There's no way around that. Get it into Lily Schimmel. McMullen on her. Schimmel trying to turn. Nothing there. Picks her dribble up. Almost got a steal. 80 up tight. And that's going to be an offensive foul. Illegal screen on Hardy against 80. 80 took a pretty good shot on that. She says, I'm okay. That's Hardy's fifth foul. Hey. It's five. So that's five fouls. Hardy will be out. Corbett takes the timeout. 26.6 seconds. Amity trailing 53-46. And really the difference in this game, I can talk about it now. Nine three-pointers for Corbett, only two for Amity. So that's been a huge difference. Corbett also not shooting as many foul shots, but they have not missed in this game. They are 8 out of 8 from the foul line. Amity, on the other hand, let me see, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 free throws made, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 missed. So, missing the 6 free throws, not that that's a horrible shooting percentage, 11 out of 17, I think that's what I got right, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12 out of 18, you know, it's 75%, right? No, it's not that, 67% from the free throw line. But the other team makes all of their free throws. And so, you know, if the Warriors had made all of their free throws, this would be a one-point game. But, you know, most of the time you're not going to make all your free throws. If you shoot 80% as a team, that's amazing at any level. And tonight, Corbett, 8 out of 8. And they've got three different players. They're 9 out of 9. I take it back. 9 out of 9 because Schimmel, both Schimmels and Blatchford are, no, 8 out of 8. Both Schimmels are 3 out of 3. Blatchford, 2 for 2. So those are the two differences in the game. Their ability to knock down those open threes and move the ball until they get a good look. And they've got some girls who can shoot with range, too. They've got three good three-point shooters. Harzma, quickly, up the middle, drives all the way to the basket, lays it up and in with 18 seconds. Clock still runs. Warriors have got to get a turnover quickly here. Whole wedge, gets it ahead, gets it back. Foul by McMullen is going to be whole wedge going to the line to shoot two, 53-48. Be a tough loss for the Warriors tonight, 8.3 seconds. But like we talked about before this game started, this game isn't about the win or the loss. It's about playing against some higher level competition and figuring out what you need to do to be ready for the state tournament. both of these teams. I mean, Corbett's going to go back and say, hey, we got to work against pressure defense. When good teams press us, we have to be able to handle that ball and not turn it over. Here in the fourth quarter, they've turned it over five or six times. Holweg misses the first. It's her first free throw of the night. She's got one more. That one's good. So now they are, what, 9 out of 10 from the foul line. McMullen, quick trigger three. Buries it. That's a good way to kind of wrap up your scoring. It's a three-point game, and it's a three-second on the clock. So the Warriors need to get a turnover. Committing a foul probably doesn't really help you because you're going to have to come the length of the court after a free throw, and you're going to have to hope they miss both of them. It's a good free throw shooting team. Probably not the best strategy. You really need to get the steal and the quick trigger three. So not only do you need the steal, you've got to get the steal and you've got to kick it out to a three-point shooter who can get their shot off. And that's got to happen in, they're going to put 3.8 seconds on the clock. So we got a full timeout taken by the Warriors. Jed doesn't need a full timeout. He's going to use about 25 seconds of that and send those girls back out on the floor. Maybe 30 seconds. 3.8 left to go, 54-51. Both teams in the bonus, so any foul outside of an offensive foul is going to lead to two free throws. And if you're Corbett, do you throw the ball long? I don't think you do. The risk of throwing the ball long on the inbound is that if it's not touched and it goes out of bounds, Amity would be inbounding back on their own baseline with no time off the clock. So I don't think they'll do that. You got to find this other kid. Then they try to get the ball into Shimmel. Ball's knocked away on the floor, and we're going to get a foul. So that'll be two shots going the other way with 1.9. Almost had the steal. The ball was loose momentarily, but nobody could get to it before. Who got to it? Who are they going to put on the line? Shimmel on the line. Lily Shimmel, junior. This is a team that starts four seniors and a junior. Very experienced, very confident. They're not deep. They don't want to go to the bench. Shimmel misses the first one. She's 3 out of 4 from the line. 2.4 seconds on the clock. Warriors need a miss here. Shimmel needs a make. A miss. She makes that one. Falls down. Flops, trying to get a foul call. Nothing there. Warriors throw it ahead. That's the game. Didn't matter. You weren't going to get a four-point shot anyway. Final score, 55-51. But the Warriors make a great comeback in that fourth quarter when they turned the pressure on. They were able to cut a 13-point lead down to 3 points several times. They just couldn't finish, couldn't close. It's a big gap to make up 13 points in a quarter against a good team. They're going to make their free throws. They're going to make you pay if you overcommit defensively, and it's hard not to overcommit defensively sometimes when you're scrambling like that and trying to force turnovers. But a great job by Amity coming back. They just had a very, very rough third quarter. Got outscored 17-5 in the third quarter. Came back and outscored the Cardinals 20-11 in that fourth quarter. So a nice finish by Amity, just not quite enough. Amity was led tonight by Eliza Nisley, who had 15 points, I believe is what I've got her for. Alyssa McMullen with 14, Adie Nisley with 10, Grove with 4, Rideout and Wilson 2 each, Harzma had 4 there, missed her. For Corbett, balanced scoring, but only 4 players scored. Blatchford was their worst of the 4, but she made some key baskets when nobody else could get an open shot because of good defense. Blatchford was sometimes the last option, but she made 3 2-pointers and a couple of free throws for 8 points. Allie Shimmel had 16. Holwedge had 13. And Lily Shimmel, the one that really killed the Warriors with 3 threes in that second half, including back-to-back threes in the fourth to squelch the Warriors' comeback opportunities. She ended up with 4 threes and 18 points in the game, leading scorer. Janelle says she is the best, just had the best clock. Not one time did they have to tell you did something wrong. Janelle feeling pretty good about herself. Might not come into work tomorrow. Might stay up late and enjoy. What's that? It's a mental health day tomorrow because of all the stress of running the clock. Yeah. Hey, she did a great job. We appreciate Janelle and the time that she volunteers coming on a Tuesday evening. And not sarcastic at all. That's the whole key, is that she's serious about being the best. She's been competitive at everything in her life, and now she's a competitive score clock operator. She does it because she loves the children, and she loves for people to tell her how great she is. Both things can be true. So, all right. That's it for us tonight. Hey, Thursday at 6 o'clock, the boys are playing Riverdale here. And so we'll be back on the air for that game. Thanks for joining us this evening. We appreciate your loyal support out there. And we will leave you maybe. I don't know. Somewhere I thought I had that. I don't have it. We'll leave you with a little bit of Christmas music maybe here on this December day. Have yourself a great night. As always, it is a great day to be a Warrior.